18 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, and Sarah Swainson is in, looking every inch the bold heart that she is.
Good morning.
Yeah, and I'm amazed you did a big swim and then a comrades marathon and you lived to tell the tale.
Absolutely. Aww. Absolutely. It was brilliant. And that's what I'm going to share this morning.
Great. Well, it's over to you.
Yeah. So our Bold Heart segment is really about inspiring people to do something that they didn't think was possible. And so I want to share, it's fresh off Comrades, and it's still lurking around. I ran my 11th Comrades. So I was, and my prep has been slightly different this year. I haven't just been on the road. I've been in the mountains. I've been swimming, like you mentioned. And so it's been a bit of a different lead up to, but it's been different in a number of ways. And you stand on the start line and you've got your green number on. And actually people think you know what you're doing, which is totally debatable, really. And it's a really interesting story, because how I first approached running Comrades is you get really nervous and you get really anxious. And I don't know whether you saw some of the posts afterwards of people went into a deep, dark space and all this kind of narrative. And I want to suggest a different kind of narrative when you're leading with a bold heart. And so leading up to Comrades, the week before, I was running with a good friend of mine, and she said to me, "How's your prep going?" And I said, "Yeah, it's going fine." The week before is normally about mental prep, getting yourself in the mindset, that kind of thing. And unbeknownst to her, I'd started reading this book called 1000 Gifts. And it's really about how do you cultivate gratitude in your life. Now, gratitude is not a new principle, but it's how, it's actually a verb. It's like an action. You have to do it. Otherwise, it has no effect in your life. And she said to you, "I'm going to challenge you when you're running on Sunday to run with gratitude." So if you start to go into those deep, dark thinking places, you find something that you're grateful for. And so I'm reading this book on gratitude, and I've got this challenge from a friend of mine. Well, I'm still on the start line, and Dave, let me tell you, it was my 11th run, so I should know what I'm doing, but this is a completely different run. I had the best run out there. Every time when I found myself thinking, why am I here? And bearing in mind, Comrades is a voluntary thing. People sign up, they pay money, you chose to be there. And I saw the most incredible things, the sunrise. I saw conversations between two nervous novices. And once you open your eyes and you really start to look, you start to see the most amazing things. We ran past the Interbeni school, and I really looked, and I saw the eyes of the children on the side of the road. I looked at the spectators, and they're so excited to just share. And if you approach this race with that, and I want to go one step further, I think if you approach the rest of your life like this, as I was driving here this morning, most incredible sunrise. And I think we're just missing all those small moments, which then make us can really have an impact in our lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. And we take so much for granted. It's fairly, I think, obvious now that we're living in extraordinary times, both extraordinarily good and extraordinarily frightening.
Absolutely. That fear sets in.
But your perception is your reality.
Absolutely.
And if you set your perception to a different frequency, your reality will be different, and you clearly have done that.
Absolutely. I can honestly say that it was one of the best runs, and I've heard a lot of narrative from a lot of other people going, oh, the weather was bad. That was completely, it's a choice. It's an absolute choice how you turn up. And you know, Comrades is a choice. You choosing to run there. There's difficult circumstances in life where you don't get a choice, but unless you're cultivating that immense sense of gratitude and looking for that one moment, what can we be grateful for? And so I'm running up in Changa, and it's really quite tough, and I'm thinking, yo, I don't know what I'm grateful for right now. And I'm looking around, and I just see yellow. I see yellow everywhere. I thought to myself, sure, okay, I'll be grateful for yellow. So the joke amongst our friends now is we can be grateful for yellow. So if in doubt, just look. And you actually have to open your eyes. You have to open your eyes and see that smile from that stranger. And if you go with that mindset, I think you're going to change your life and live with that bold heart. So I think that's the first step. The gift of living with immense gratitude. And it's a verb. You actually have to practice it.
Can I add something to that that might help? Have you ever heard of a gratitude stone?
No.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. If you just go for a walk somewhere, anywhere, and pick up a pebble.
Yeah.
Just a pebble, something that's small enough to fit in your pocket and just captures your attention. And you keep that in your pocket. And every time you put your hand in your pocket and you find that pebble.
Yes, like a trigger.
You have to be grateful for something in your life.
That's amazing.
And that is incredibly interesting because you put your hand in your pocket a lot. If you're a guy, I don't know why. We do tend to, I suppose girls maybe put them in, I don't know. But somewhere where you'll keep your gratitude stone safe. And every time you touch it, well, what is this in my pocket? Oh, I must be thankful for something. It's quite extraordinary how it changes your way of living. Because instead of thinking about how, well, you know, the negative stuff that is generally dominating in the fear.
Mm.
You know, fear and flight and fight and rah, da, da, da. You change all that to what am I thankful for? And there's so much to be thankful for. Because if you're alive, I mean, that is, sounds dramatic. But so many people aren't.
Absolutely.
I know it sounds twee, but it's quite extraordinary. This is such a gift, and it's so fleeting. We don't realize it until you start to, because you're full of, you're hale and hearty, and your health is with you and all that. Speak to people that have reached a point where they don't have that anymore, and you'll discover how very, very fortunate you are.
Absolutely.
To still have a chance to see the sunrise and the sunset and the beauty and the birds and the lovely kindness of people and everything that is around you that you have ignored because you were worried about this bloody fool cutting you off in the traffic. And change your perception, change your life. That's what you do. That's what you teach.
Absolutely. And I think if you practice it in the small things, because let's be real, you're going to come across tough times. They are there. There's no sunshine and roses all the time.
Yeah, but life has to be like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You so only learn in the tough times.
You have to practice it because in the tough times, there's even things that you can be grateful for. And it's building that resilience to be able to see that. Mm. And I think that's the key. And I think that unlocks the whole principle of living boldly, is living with gratitude as well.
Makes sense of sometimes the senseless.
Absolutely.
Because what is the point otherwise, hey?
Yeah.
No one knows what the point is. No one knows for sure. I mean, we've all got a few ideas, but no one knows for sure. But one thing is for sure, that you can change your life by changing your
perception. So go on a walk, because that's getting active, and go and pick up your gratitude stone today, and let's see what happens. We'd love to hear actually from people if they do it and what happens. I'd love to know.
Well, I can absolutely promise you that if you want to, you definitely can change.
Absolutely.
And if you don't want to, of course, well, have a nice time.
Fire away. So if anybody's been inspired and you want to enter Comrades or any other thing, start with a little bit of gratitude today and it might change your whole perception.
That's
marvelous. Well, I know it not might. It will. It will change your whole perception.
Lovely. And so we continue with the adventure in a week's time. What's happening next week?
So next week my guest is really a magnificent lady. She's gone from 2 years ago not living life actively and boldly, and she used that language of someday I'm going to do this, and someday came around because she took those steps. And just on the weekend she just went off and did Kruger to Canyon, which is a trail running and event, and she's going to be sharing her story. And she's a, I want to say, ordinary person, but she's ordinarily epic. So it's brilliant.
The thing is, we're all ordinary people.
100%.
But we can do extraordinary things.
Yeah, if you surround yourself with the right people and if you cultivate the right things in your life, I believe so.
Beautiful. Sarah Swainson, our regular Monday morning, early Monday morning guest. We look forward to catching up again in a week's time.
Thank you.